Hi.
This is Birds Make Birds.
You're listening to Freeform Radio.
91.5 FM.
WMFO, Medford.
Someday I'll hear you say, I'm yours,
darling, I'm yours,
I'm yours, every kiss says I'm yours. Can't you see it in my eyes? Can't you hear it in my song? I'm yours. Oh, my life and my love, dear, are yours to command. I stand here before you, my heart in my hand. I'm yours. All the world knows I'm yours. And I only hope and pray that someday I'll hear you say,
to hear about a preacher what got in a fight with a bear. Listen close, I don't want you to miss none of this here story, cause it goes like this. A preacher went out a hunting one day, twas on one Sunday morn. And although he was one Christian man, he took his gun along. Now he shot him a bunch of nice fine quails, and he shot some nice fat hares. But through the woods of returning home, he met a great big grizzly bear.
Diddly, that holy time, a diddly, that holy time, a diddly, that holy time, a diddly, that isn't good enough for me.
Well, the preacher fell down on his knees and sent up a great long prayer. While he cast one eye way up towards the heaven, he kept the other on the bear. He said, Lord, look here, you know you delivered old Daniel from a lion's den. And you delivered three Hebrew children from a fiery furnace. And then old Jonah you delivered from the body of the whale, called the good book do declare. Now, Lord, look here, if you can't help me, don't you go to helping that bad.
That holy time of that holy time of that holy time of that isn't good enough for me.
Well, the bear walked out in the middle of the road and up to the Reverend walked he. But the Reverend laid his religion down and he climbed up a tall pine tree. Then they climbed way up to the top of the tree and they crawled way out on the limb. While the bear looked up all innocently and kind of licked his mouth at him. But along about morn, the old limb broke and that preacher come tumbling down. He took his razor and cut the bear 10 times before he struck the ground.
He did that holy time, a diddly dun, but that holy time, a diddly dun, but that holy time, a diddly dun, that isn't good enough for me.
Then the bear reached out for to give him a hug like you'd hug a long lost friend. But the preacher put on the disappearing act and went splitting through the wind. Then they ran just as fast as an old hound dog was trying to overtake a hare. He went home with the bed and took six naps before his shadow got there.
He needed that holding time of diddly-dun, brother, that holding time of diddly-dun, brother, that holding time of diddly-dun, brother, this put in enough on big fellow for that holding time of diddly-dun.
Cease, children, cease. The preacher made a touchdown. Yowza.
Yowza. This is 91.5 FM. 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts. Freeformed Radio. I'm your host, Ryan Merlinite, the Boston Medium. Thank you so much for joining me here on Sunday Service. All the special edition of Paranormal Playground sounds right here. We play everything. Americana, American roots. We play all things gospel, bluegrass, Dixieland jazz, folk, country. Woo! Jazz, easy listening. Woo! I even play hip-hop here. And classical. Thank you so much. This is a spiritual inspired from the gospel, a mix-in with praising the rock and roll gods and where rock and roll comes from, the American roots of rock and roll. And we do this every Sunday with some inspirational speaking at 1:20. So I hope you join me at that time to raise the vibration, lift the vibration in the air, and be with me and play with me here. Because the whole point to go in and channel spirit is to be able to open up your consciousness to a new place and unlock hidden dimensions. You see, you hear sermons on Sunday, and sometimes you hear speaking from the Bible and speaking from, you know, certain chapters, certain, you know, stories of Jesus, as you will. Here, we speak directly from spirit. We praise all things in the spiritual realm. We connect with all things spiritual. Jesus, Buddha, whatever else. You want to call it aliens? They're invited. You're all invited here. You're all from the same family. Why not? Why not? Fairies, you know, in the fairy realm, gnomes. Why not? Why not talk to the trees? Why not swing on a star? Why not be the impossible? And play with infinity as we play with music. You see, music is a big part of being able to reach in and play with infinity, to be able to connect with infinity and feel the expansiveness that is connected within yourself, in your higher consciousness. And that's why we're here every Sunday. Oh, it's so uplifting. And thank you so much for being here with me. We've got a magnificent playlist. I hope you liked that doo-wop earlier. Lots of doo-wop, lots of 50s here. Lots of 50s in the American Roots selection. All rockabilly, all doo-wop, all 50s. American pop, you name it. Vocal group harmonies. So beautiful. What a way to connect. I love vocal group harmonies because they represent a time of how people used to be able to communicate on such a harmonious level. To be able to harmonize on such a skilled capacity, it takes a lot. It takes a lot of teamwork. It takes a lot of team effort and unison to be able to do such a thing. And we used to be able to do that with such ease. That's why doo-wop music and vocal group harmonies, it's so sacred. And I love playing it here, and I love sharing it with you. For those who are not so familiar, it's my heart. Talking about heart center. We're here in the heart center. Feels good. Feels good. Feels good after that whole can of Celsius, actually, because I'm like, wow, heart is racing right now, and I gotta calm. Let's take it down. Let's take it down a notch. I don't recommend Celsius. If you are sensitive to caffeine, I don't recommend that. But if you have a good tolerance to it, yeah, drink it. It's really good. Actually, don't. Just kidding. I'm trying to get off caffeine for like the past 10 years. Anyway, just take a deep breath in. We're here. We're happy. We're healthy. and we're whole and we're listening to a Dixieland jazz band. And we're listening to what version is this? It's a Sing Sing Sing, the version. You guys might know this from the Chips Ahoy commercial, okay? Oh, marketing. Anyway, so stay tuned. Oh my God, I have so much. What do I play? It's just like I have so much here that I want to play all at once, and I really can't decide. So, yeah, it's so much. What do I? It's like I want to play this. I want to play that. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Ah, I can't. Do you ever just can't decide? It's like, hello, I'm supposed to have this aligned. Why is that even on? Oh, there it is. Oh, I got something brilliant for you right now. I have something so perfect. Wait. Am I thinking on the air right now? I think I am. So anyways, this is really good. And so this is in channel one. Do you like the Irish Rovers? I like the Irish Rovers.
Well, I thought she was a vision that stopped me with her smile. Down by the river, we walked along in style. She says, you're welcome back again, and won't you stay a while? Down by the lag inside. And when we dance, we'll dance together. When we cry, we'll hold each other. And when we love, we'll love forever. Down by the lag inside. I said, who owns that music so full of joy and pain that the pipers and the harpers and the lambeg drummers play? She said, who owns the teardrops falling in the rain down by the lag inside? And when we dance, we'll dance together. When we cry, we'll hold each other. And when we love, we'll love forever. Down by the lag inside. And do you not remember, we once walked side by side, and the bells of Belfast City sang in harmony and pride? The past it has been taken, but the future's yours and mine. Down by the lag inside. And when we dance, we'll dance together. When we cry, we'll hold each other. And when we love, we'll love forever. Down by the lag inside. And when we dance, we'll dance together. When we cry, we'll hold each other. And when we'll love forever. Down by the lag inside. And when we dance, we'll dance together. When we cry, we'll hold each other. And when we'll love forever. Down by the lag inside. Thank you.
thought I soon will be done with the trouble of this world.
I'm going home
to live with God, my Lord. I soon will be done with the trouble of this world.
Done with the trouble of this world.
Oh, Lord, the trouble of this great God. I soon will be done with the trouble of this world.
I'm going home
to live with God, my Lord. I'm going up to meet my mother. Shake her loving hand.
I'm going to
tell her about my troubles. Traveling through this land, my Lord. I soon will be done with the trouble of this world.
Done with the trouble of this world.
Oh, Lord, the trouble of this great God. I soon will be done with the trouble of this world.
I'm going
home to live with God, my Lord.
I soon
will be done with the trouble of this world. With the trouble of this world. With the trouble of this great God. I soon will be done with the trouble of this world.
I'm going
home to live with God, my Lord. I'm going up to see King Jesus. Shake his loving hand.
I'm not to
tell him about my trouble. Traveling through this land, my Lord.
I soon
will be done with the trouble of this world. With the trouble of this world. With the trouble of this great God. I soon will be done with the trouble of this world.
I'm going
home to live with God, my Lord. I soon
Welcome back. Woo, you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeformed Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Mullenite, the Boston Medium. This is the special edition of Paranormal Playground Sounds, a Sunday service. And that's right, at 1:20 we do the inspirational speaking. So if you did not know, my regular time slot is Tuesdays, 6 to 8 p.m. I am a psychic medium that channels the spirit world through sound and music. And every Tuesday, we start off with a guided meditation. We have an amazing playlist connected and associated with what spirit gives me in my dreams. And I play it, I replay it back. Whatever, they give me songs, they give me music, they give me entertainers who've crossed over. We talk about their spirit, we talk about the music, we play the music here. And then we have a session where we do shamanic drumming, sound healing with the sound bowls and tuning fork. And we do that all live. So if you're interested, tune in from 6 to 8 p.m. You know, it's really soothing. I specifically wanted it at the time at 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. because people coming home, some, you know, I was told that people have turned into my stage, to my channel, to my show on their way home from work, and how it was just such a, it just distressed Is that a word? Yeah. Just calm them down from the day after work. If you're in traffic, you can just turn that on. If you're stuck in traffic, you just turn that on. Just consume the positivity, consume the good energy, consume the love of spirit. When we talk about all things, you know, an educational portal about mediumship, if you didn't know what mediumship is or what in the world being able to talk to angels is all about. So if you want to know more about that, please tune in 6 to 8 p.m. every Tuesdays. I am here having so much fun, and we do all kinds of things. It is endless what we do with spirit and music here. It just keeps going and going and flowing. So anyways, this portion of the show, I go in, I do a little brief spirit channeling and spirit communication. So all you have to do is sit back, whatever you're doing, working, walking. It would be the same as you're in meditation mode, except this is not a guided meditation. This is going to be more up fast pace, me talking, me channeling. And it's an activation. Not only is it an activation, it's going to charge you. It's going to energetically charge you, and you're going to feel uplifted, and it's to help you throughout the week, but also it's going to open up a consciousness. If you're open to it, don't worry. I'm not going to go in and possess you or do something that you don't want. I'm not gonna come in your brain and open up a door if you don't want it. It's, if you'd like to receive it, you can receive it. If not, then you don't have to. It's for you. If it's not for you, then it's not for you. But this is made available to those who would like to be open to it. So let's come in, Infinite Spirit. I'm here. So anything that you would hear, like on a Sunday service, a preaching, a sermon, it would be in that form, except we're doing a sermon. We're doing a church on the radio, but it's not really church. It's we're praising the rock and roll gods in our own kind of church. So here we go. Thank you to the Infinite Spirit. Thank you to the infinite blessings right here, right now, in this moment. Oh, we make ourselves available, and I make myself available to be a healing instrument right now. I ask that I be a clear instrument, a clear channel of healing right now for whoever needs to hear this, whoever needs healing, wherever this is, whoever can resonate. Let me be a portal. Let me be a channel. Let me be, come in directly and help and be of assistance. Thank you for letting me be of service right now in this moment. You see right here, you see that feeling of being of service. You see that feeling? It feels light. It feels good. You see, sometimes you come into our life, and as I come here channeling, Spirit is bringing this burst of energy about what service is. Feeling this talk about what service is. You see, as we here, everyone in service, when we create acts of kindness, or we do things from our heart, not expecting anything in return, our cups get full. No matter what, no matter where, it doesn't have to be directly for who it is that we're doing a service to. Our cup is going to get full. You see, universe is going to bring something back to us. But this is the catch. This is the caveat. This is what you weren't expecting. We must give as if we have so much. We must give as if we are billionaires. We must do service as if we know that nothing could be taken away from us. You see, when we do service, we do it in a way where we understand, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness, I am full of life. Oh my goodness, I've got so much energy. Oh my goodness, I am full of infinity. I have infinite energy. I have infinite money. I have infinite resources. I have infinite supply. So because I have infinite supply, I give, 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 give. You see, sometimes we are sent with messages every day, whether it's the news, whether it's magazines or the media, newspaper, whatever it is, online, yada, yada, yada. We are continuously, all constantly being pushed and inundated with this idea that you're not enough, you don't have enough, and you constantly need to be making more. You constantly need, survive, survive, survive. And that you are just not worthy of being wealthy. You are just not worthy of being deserving of opulence. You're not supposed to have that. And you're wrong if you have that. And you must be a horrible person if you are a wealthy billionaire, you know? It's time to flip the script. It's time to understand and inundate with yourself that money is good. Wealth is good. Abundance and prosperity and riches and gold and diamonds and all the things luxurious in life, you're supposed to have that. We're supposed to be filled with riches. And as we are filled with riches, it goes down deeper. It's deeper than a material level, is what you have to understand. This is deeper than a material level. You see, yes, we get to enjoy these things and we're supposed to have it, but it comes, but all it is, all these material things that we get to have, that we get to enjoy the pleasure of, all it stems from is a place of a spiritual riches inside. You see, being spiritual is wealth. And when I say wealth, I mean having it all materially and spiritually, a balance. You must have that balance, is what Infinite Spirit is saying. So when we go into ourselves and we say, what does it mean to be of service? What does it mean to be of service? It means that we are overflowing in supply. It means we are not in lack ever. We are never in lack. And because we are never in lack, those around us benefit. They benefit from our joy. They benefit from our love. They benefit from our attitude. They benefit from everything we do that is inspiring. You see, that is wealth. That is riches. When we go into the world and we uplift everyone around us, that is what you call being a billionaire. That is what you call the infinite supply. Oh, that is the infinite supply of good. I can feel this. Can you feel this in the air? Can you feel yourself having more than enough? If you could feel yourself having every single thing that you wanted in this world, what would it feel like to truly be fulfilled? And not just obtaining material things and being empty inside. You're not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to have material things and be sad. You're not supposed to work, 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 earn this money and just be depressed. You're supposed to be happy. You're supposed to have it all. That's what the infinite spirit is saying. That's what God is saying. That's what the universe, that's what nature is saying. That's what those trees outside, you see the green and the trees, they make that money. The green and the trees, oh, they make that food of life that you eat. That green in the trees make that oxygen. That green is pure wealth. That nature is pure wealth. And you came from that. You came from the soil. You came from those trees. You are nature. Woo! Can you feel that? Can we celebrate right now and understand that where you are in this moment, nothing could be taken away from you. There is nothing out there that can be taken away and then it would make you less. No one could infinitely take from you. The universe doesn't do that. The stars, they don't do that. The trees don't do that. You see how overflowing they are? Do you see how infinite the sand is? Look at how many little pebbles and rocks are in that sand. It's infinite. That's you. That's inside you. We got to learn how to look outside of the reflection. We got to learn how to look into the mirror of nature. We've got to learn how to see ourselves in abundance. We have to see ourselves as the stars. We have got to see ourselves as money. We have to see ourselves as this abundance. Because once we serve, when we are serving from a place where we do not expect anything back, we get more than what we gave. We get more and more and more. That's what investment is. You see, we must invest. We are investing in ourselves because what you give to others, you give to yourself. That is the inspirational truth. That is God right there. You see, so what is it that you're giving? What is it that you are giving to others that is reflecting and creating your world? Everything you give is gonna come back to you. So if you're giving prosperity, if you are giving abundance, if you're giving the overflow of gifts and life and riches and wealth and all of these things combined, woo-wee! You are gonna be overflowing like a billionaire millionaire. You're gonna be winning the lottery every single day. Life is like winning the lottery every single day. Your smile is like winning the lottery every single day. That joy is money. That love is money. That money is love. It's all one, baby. And you got to have it all. You get to have it all. You should have it all right now. Oh-wee. And that is the infinite supply. That's the infinite supply you gotta tap into, baby. That's what we talk about when we're talking about being of service. It's not just a service. You know, we some people look at it in a 3D level. 3D level. Oh, that's a good person. They're being of service. They're such a good person. Oh God, isn't that it seems like an exhausting energy to do service because you want to appear as a good person. Let me tell you something, you're already good. Let me tell you something, you do not need to prove to anybody that you are good. Goodness is already within you. Goodness is an inherent state of being. You are goodness in its existence, in itself, in its life, in its giving, in its form. You are here. So what are you going to do with that goodness? You're going to turn it into gold? You're going to turn it into cash? Money? You're going to turn it into something that awakens everyone around you? That ignites everyone around you? That wakes everyone up around you? That gives? That expands? That inspires? Or are you going to take? Because we have the ability to take. We have the ability to consume. We have the ability to create addictions. We have the ability to take, but then you never know what it feels like when you just take, and you consume. You start feeling empty because you're not giving anything out. There must be a flow of giving and receiving. Thank you, Infinite Spirit. Oh, thank you, Infinite Presence, for this message. Thank you, God, and thank you to the infinite realms that are here with us. They're here with us to assist us this week, this month, this year. The 8-8 portal is coming up in August. What are you manifesting? You see, make sure when the 8-8 portal comes in, you've got to be flying high. Make sure your love is in expansion. Make sure your love is in the bank. Put that love in the bank because it's happening. Oh, you are happening, and it's such a good time to be alive. It is such a beautiful time to live your dream, to live your truth, and to be in the Holy Presence. Amen. Woo-wee! If you were just tuning in, you were listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Test Reform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. And that was our inspirational speaking. Our inspirational speaking for the day. We're here till 2 p.m. I hope that uplifted you. I hope that charged you. I hope it. You have this ignition and this fire inside of you to understand, and you remember who you are. All right, stand by, stay tuned, because we're here. We're here, and life is good. Life is good. Say it with me, life is good. I am an expanding expression of God. Life is good. Speaking of life is good, I want to put on some jazz. I want to put on some Louis. This is a Louis Armstrong moment. This is a Louis Armstrong moment right here. This is a celebration of life. This is a celebration of life. And what better way to celebrate? Do you know I had two dreams about this song, Jeepers Creepers? It's a spiritual song. You didn't know that? Do you know that Jeepers Creepers is minced oath for Jesus Christ? I had a dream about the song Jeepers Creepers on 11-11. 11-11 is Christ consciousness. Awakening. 11-11 is the manifester. 11-11 is the power. And Jesus came into my dream on 11-11 through song. So we must understand the channeling of the spirit world through music, because everything is vibration. And when you understand everything is vibration, you understand why music is so important to us, important to our healing. Sound is healing. Sound can change everything in an instant. And we must understand this. We must understand why it's important to have stations like this and to be here at WMFO. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. So grateful to be here. So grateful to have this. So stay tuned. We're here till 2 p.m. I love you so, so much. Let's celebrate. Let's celebrate life. Woo!
Jeebus, creepers, where'd you get those beavers? Jeebus, creepers, where'd you get those eyes? Oh gosh, I'll get 'em. How'd you get so lit up? Gosh, I'll get 'em. How'd you get that size? Oh golly gee, when you turn the heaters on, woe is me. Got to put my cheetahs on. Jeebus, creepers, where'd you get those peepers? Oh, those weepers, had to get my ties. Oh, where'd you get those eyes? Oh, jeebus, 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 creepers, where'd you get those peepers, boy? Jeebus, creepers, where'd you get those eyes? Guys, all get up. I think it's so little. Gosh, oh, get him, boy. I get that size. Golly gee, oh, when you turn those heaters on, woe is me. Got to put my cheetahs on. Jeeba, 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 creepers. When you get those people, boy. Oh, those weepers, how they hypnotize, yes. Where'd you get those eyes?
The sweet. anywhere between the place that we're born and when we die. Now I'm gonna get there if I have to drive all night.
Get there if I have to drive all night.
I'm gonna get there if I have to drive all night.
Get there if I have to drive all night.
I'm gonna get there if I have to drive all night.
Get there if I have to drive all night.
I'm gonna get there if I have to drive all night.
Stranded halfway between Mercury and Pluto, Miss Frizzle and her gang of second graders have no way back to Earth until they remember that radio waves never die.
Keep your paw on that button, Liz.
Guided by the freeform stylings of WMFO, the Magic School Bus Gang safely makes it back towards Earth. To avoid future field trip mishaps and to help keep WMFO running strong, write a check to Trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO, Attention, Donation, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts 02155, or give online at support.wmfo.org.
You are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeformed Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. We're almost out, skis. Yeah, that's right. Almost out. But not quite yet. We still have some time. I just wanted to declare how happy and grateful I am to be here. How happy and grateful this whole show just turned out to be. I'm filled with so much joy, so much light, so much love, so much possibility. That's what this is about. It's always about that. It's always about connecting, making the connection, feeling good. Yeah. I feel good. Yeah. Yeah. Don't you like that? Don't you like when you get those moments where you're just like, oh my God, I feel good. And you don't even know why you feel good sometimes. You don't even have to have a reason to feel good. Isn't it beautiful? Isn't it beautiful to have that? Isn't it? Feels like joy. It feels like love. It just feels like being alive. That's what being alive is. When you're just in that moment and you're just like, yeah. By the way, I just had this channeling to let everyone know to watch the movie called Soul. It's a Disney movie. It's, oh my God, it's beautiful. There's two movies. I usually do not like movies that portray the spirit world, Hollywood films that portray mediumship. A lot of the times they're very depressing and just very kind of like downers. But there are some films that are really, really uplifting that I do like. So there's a lot, but there's two that stand out. Soul, What Dreams May Come, and I did like Charlie St. Cloud. So if you're interested in those, I don't know why I'm getting that, you know, that feel. To just, I guess Spirit wants me to channel to let you know if you're looking for uplifting, positive movies that have to do with, you know, being inspired by spirituality in your own way, in your own connection, things that may possibly help you towards that and to connect you to that and really help you to understand a deeper level of what your soul is telling you. Sometimes we have trouble understanding what our very own soul is saying to us because we're so used to the 3D. We're so used to being told what is real, what isn't real, what's sane, what's not sane, what you can do, what you can't do, all these things. And it's just like, nah, the reality, the love, the truth is it's inside yourself. But we have things here, beautiful things to remind you about yourself. There's only one you. Let me tell you something. There is only one you. That's it. There's no one else like you. There's nothing else that's going to ever be like you. You're infinity. You are infinite. You're infinite. Infinite, 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 infinite. So remember that infinity. Yeah, it feels good. It feels good to be alive. It just feels good to be here every single day doing this. Having love, spreading the love, spreading the love. Okay, spreading the love. I love this Drifter. Speaking of spreading love, I love this Drifter song, Save the Last Dance for Me. It's one of my favorite doo-wop songs. So here we go. If I don't talk to you again within the next 8-7 minutes, I love you. I love you so much. Remember to tune into my show every Tuesdays, 8 to 6 p.m. Oh my God, I always say 6 to 8 p.m. I'm the boss of medium. You can find me, you know, online somewhere. Mariah Merlinite, the boss of medium. On, you know, find me somewhere. Hit me up. Get a private reading, you know, ask a question. Do a little dance, make a little love, get down tonight. You know, do something like whatever. Anyways, I love you. Spread the love today. Take this. Spread the love. Anyways. Whoa, really? What is that? Hold on. I didn't mean to do that. Okay. Here we go. Really? That is not what I queued up. Are you serious right now? I love when these things do, like, they just, like, have a mind. Oh, there we go. We have the mind of its own. There we go. Woo! You can. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts. Freeformed Radio. I'm Eros Mariah Merlinite, the boss of medium. This is Sunday Service Paranormal Playground Sounds. I'm signing off. I love you so much. Your hand beneath the pale moonlight. But don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, save the last dance for me. Mm-hmm. Oh.
Oh, I know.
Oh, I know.
That the music's
yes,
fine like sparkling
oh,
wine. Go and have your
yes,
fun.
Oh, I know.
Laugh and sing.
Yes, I know.
But while we're
oh,
apart, don't give your
yes,
heart to anyone.
Oh,
but
yes,
don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling,
say
the last dance for me. Baby, don't you know I love you so? Can't you feel it when we touch? I will never, never let you go. I love you oh so much. You can dance,
you can dance.
Go and carry
you
on
dance.
Till the night is gone
dance.
And it's time to
you
go.
You can dance.
If he asks,
you can dance.
If you're all
you
alone,
can
he take you,
you
home?
Dance.
You must tell him
you
no.
Dance.
Cause don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling,
say
the last dance for me. Cause don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling,
say
the last dance for me. Say the last dance for me. Say the last dance for me.
Yeah.